I think we Christians can sometimes over-spiritualize things. We're sick, we're tired, so we pray for healing while still stuffing highly processed, sugar-laden junk down our gullets. I know, not very pastoral of me to say so, but true. Look around. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Yesterday, we looked at how the overabundance of food has changed our attitudes towards biblical fasting. In this new normal, where a whole new genre of food, snack foods, has come into its ascendancy, the idea of starving yourself is frowned upon. Fasting? That can't be good for you. What? Are you crazy? And yet, Luke chapter 4, verses 1 and 2, filled with the Holy Spirit, Jesus returned from the Jordan River, and then the Spirit led him into the desert. There the devil tempted Jesus for 40 days. Jesus ate nothing during this time, and when it was finished, he was hungry. Well, of course he was hungry, you're thinking to yourself. He starved himself for 40 days. But come on, do you imagine that Jesus was overweight or even obese? Highly unlikely. Like 99% of the rest of the population back in the day, he was lean. He was hungry because he had no fat to burn. I'll let you in on a secret. I've incorporated intermittent fasting into my life. I fast a couple of days pretty much every week. And once you're in that groove, you hardly get hungry at all because your body's been designed to burn your fat very efficiently, thank you very much. Fasting isn't starving. Fasting is feeding on your excess fat. Keeping my weight under control now is effortless. And in case you're wondering, my doctor is over the moon with my blood tests. Whoever dumped this crazy idea on our heads that you have to eat all the time? Listen to it again. Jesus ate nothing during this time. That's God's word, fresh for you today. If you're someone who struggled with their weight and tried every diet under the sun, I get it. You become immune to all these crazy suggestions out there. That's why the scientific truth is so incredibly important. And that's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet. It's called 5 Secrets to Losing Weight and Keeping It Off. To request your free copy, stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see that offer right there at the top of the homepage. Again, that web address is ChristianityWorks.com.